Welcome back. Well, it's a powerful new exhibit documenting four generations of one family, including several members who were survivors of Auschwitz. Jacksonville is the only city in the United States scheduled to show this work. It's called One Family, Photographs by Vardy Kahana, and it opens Saturday at the Kummer Museum of Art and Gardens in Riverside. Curator Holly Karras and the photographer, or the family member herself, join us now. Ladies, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Vardy, this exhibit is extremely powerful and emotional, I've heard. The story of your family.
Mm-hmm.
How did it come about that it came to the Kummer Museum?
Well, I think Holly will explain it much better than me.
Sure. We actually had borrowed two of Vardy's works from a local collector here in town as part of our Collector's Choice exhibition in 2010. And her two photographs were consistently commented on by our visitors as being some of the most powerful images in that entire exhibition. There were more comments about her works than Rothko's and Renoir's.
Wow.
And Richter's and all sorts of other things. So after hearing that feedback from our visitors and members, it really inspired us to bring the larger series to Jacksonville.
This is the story of your family in pictures and incredible photographs. Your mother, her sisters. Tell us a little bit about when people walk through this exhibit. Paint a picture for us, if you could. What will they see?
Okay, so the key image for this exhibition is a photograph of my mother and her two sisters, and they have consecutive numbers on their arms. It means that they were lined up in this order in 44 in Auschwitz when their hands were tattooed. And I was looking at my family and for the years that passed, and I understood that they are telling we are telling a bigger story than just our immediate family. So I wanted to show the way that the branches that came out of the three survivors portray an update portrait of Israel today.
That's right. They all went on to live in Israel. Lots of grandchildren, big extended family today.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not a Holocaust story, even though the key image is three survivors out of a huge family that actually was killed in Auschwitz.
And I know you say you don't want to focus exclusively on Auschwitz, but your mother and her relatives, they survived when so many others didn't.
Well, there were three out of seven. And, I don't want to get into it because it's really a long story, but there were only few survivors. And the story is really the rebirth of the family in Israel after the Holocaust.
And when they made their way to Palestine, modern-day Israel, tell us a little bit about that part of the story. What happened then?
Well, do you mean how it looks today?
Yeah, I mean, we have lots of time. So so they come after the war, and then they settle there.
And then my mother and my father got together. They're from the same town, but they were not involved in, before the war. And I have another member of the family who was he came to Israel. My uncle, he came to Israel long before the war because he was a Zionist socialist. He was one of the people that came in 1933, and he was one of the builders of the kibbutz. I don't know if you know this kind of community.
Sure.
Okay, so this was a kind of utopia at that time, combining socialism with Zionism. And today there are a few amazing communities around the north part of Israel. So we have, in our family, we have all kinds of faces. We have ultra-Orthodox and total atheist. We have kibbutz members, and we have settlers in the West Bank. So
the whole spectrum of Israeli
in one family
experience.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So I would guess all of your relatives have different points of view about the politics and the current conflict that's been going on there for decades.
Exactly.
That must lead to some interesting dinner table conversations.
Yes, we try not to talk politics.
You try not
when
to
we,
just
when
like
we get together.
Just like American families.
Exactly.
but it must have been a really powerful experience for you to document all of this.
Yes, but I think in a certain time it was something like a must. I mean, if I'm a photographer and I see all these people around me and they are my immediate family, I just have to take picture of it.
And what has your family, how have they experienced this?
Well, they all cooperate, of course.
They like it.
Yeah, they liked it. They understood that they are presenting something more than themselves, that they are presenting their community, each part of the family.
And you really, this is sort of a way for you to kind of express the importance of family and the extended family, isn't it?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we've sort of lost that today.
Yes, but I think there is also a natural thing about it, because my parents, my mother, I mean, and her sister, their connection, their sisterhood was so tight, you know, they even passed away one after the other, as if they were holding one to the other, and the first one to let go made the other one let go. So it was, for them, it was survival. And we, the second generation, we looked at them and we copied that behavior. But in the third, fourth, and fifth generation, everybody's getting apart. And I think it's partly a natural way of becoming, stop being a family and becoming a community or a people. You know, this is the way we grow.
Sure. In Holly Karas, visitors to this exhibit can record interviews for Voices of the First Coast, a digital archive at the public library.
Absolutely.
This is the public can be part of this in an interactive way.
Absolutely. The Voices of the First Coast is one way to do that. The other way we're trying to bring this to a more local level is we've worked with Irene Jaffa, who's a Jacksonville resident here, and have this amazing video in the gallery and also on our website that documents the story of her family. Her parents were also Holocaust survivors. And she, like Vardy, makes a point to say this is her responsibility. It's her story to tell now that her parents aren't able to tell it.
And it opens Saturday at the Cumber Museum.
It opens Saturday and goes through April 27th. There's lots of time to come out and see it.
What's the reaction been so far?
Very, very positive.
Moving. And it's exciting. We're the only city exhibiting this so far, right? We're the first.
Well, the first museum, if to be correct.
Mm-hmm.
It was exhibit in a gallery in New York, and now it's the first museum to have this. So it's really in a very... a beautiful gallery within the Kammer Museum.
It's One Family, Photographs by Vardy Kahana, on exhibit now at the Kammer Museum. Vardy, Holly Karas, curator, thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.